Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Josiah was just 8 when his 24-year-old father Ammon was murdered by his servants. The conspirators were executed, and the child king was placed on the throne. His father, during that short tenure, had worked hard for the devil and, quote, trespassed more and more, 2 Chronicles 33:23. But such sinful folly stopped immediately. We aren't told who counseled Josiah in those early years, perhaps his mother, Jedidah. Jedidah was the endearing name the Lord had given to baby Solomon, meaning beloved of the Lord. Josiah clearly had confidence in Shaphan the scribe and Hilkiah the high priest. In any case, by the time he turned 16, quote, he began to seek the God of his father David, chapter 34, verse 3. By his 20th birthday, quote, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the wooden images, the carved images, and the molded images, the altars of the Baals, and the incense altars, and made dust of them, and scattered it on the graves of those who had sacrificed to them. He also burned the bones of the priests on their altars, and cleansed Judah and Jerusalem, verses 3 to 5. That's a thorough job. 6 years passed, and Josiah realized that holiness isn't just negative, not just what we don't do. It's also positive. So he began restoring the temple that had been trashed and neglected. Money was collected, given to the priests, and passed to the workers who used it to, quote, buy hewn stone and timbers for beams, and to floor the houses which the kings of Judah had destroyed, verse 11. And the men did the work faithfully, verse 12. Interestingly, the musicians, quote, were over the burden bearers, verse 13. I hope that shortened the workday and lightened the loads by singing throughout. I know that works for me, even if the song is just in my heart. You too.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.